Chapter 6. Time passed. Years. And Jin's knowledge that Papa had left her for good, had chosen the Empire over her, was cemented by the proof of his continued absence. But she didn't cry about it ever again. Sometimes Saw left on missions. Sometimes people came to Saw, handfuls of men and women at a time, occasionally organized groups. More often, a hodgepodge of discontented people who were looking for a fight. Jin had thought the first night at Saw's outpost that he'd given her an old office as a sign of how unimportant she was. But she came to value her private room, especially when the bunkers filled up with more people than they could hold. The better Jin got at fighting, the more Saw let her participate when visitors came to the outpost. He instructed her very clearly. She was to listen. She was to judge. She was to decide whether or not the mission presented to Saw was worthwhile in the fight against the Empire. He always consulted Jin. He didn't always take her advice, but he always listened. And that meant more to her than she could say. Saw had gotten Jin a code replicator of her own. Something for her to tinker with to appear unobtrusive while he met with different people who were against the Empire. If she hid behind a screen, people forgot she was there, and she enjoyed the work. Saw knocked on Jin's door one evening after kinesthetic training. She'd been slicing hollows, a practice Saw encouraged. Jin would alter an image, and Saw would try to figure out what she had changed. When Jin opened the door, she was surprised to see another person standing next to Saw, a woman a head taller than him, with thick hair and skin darker than his.
"Jin," Saw said, "do you remember Idrissa?"
Idrissa had come to Saw's base often when Jin was younger, but had not returned in a long time. Her skin sparkled with a slight greenish tint this time instead of blue, and Jin realized that she wore some sort of makeup for the effect and had not been born with sparkling skin. Jin's gaze slid to Saw.
"Are you going away on a mission?"
Idrissa smiled at her.
"I'm just here to talk. Nice to see you again. It's been a long time. How old are you now?"
Idrissa asked. Jin hated this question. It always came from people who thought she was too young, and if she told the truth, that she was 14, they would give her a pitying glance or tisk quietly.
"Old enough," she said curtly.
Saw was relaxed around Idrissa, more so than he was when other partisans came to visit, even if Jin didn't like the age question.
"I don't know what you expect of me," he told Idrissa in a good-natured tone. "I've got no info for you. I'm not the anti."
Idrissa barked a laugh.
"I couldn't afford you if you were."
"So do you have information for me?"
Saw asked eagerly. Idrissa shook her head.
"A bunch of dead ends. The Empire is most definitely researching crystals, like you suggested, and the entire market for various minerals has been upended."
"I know all that," Saw said. "What I want to know is what the Empire plans to do with these resources."
Idrissa held her palms out and shrugged. She didn't know. Jin silently noted Idrissa's information, and she knew Saw had summoned her in part so she could hear. He hadn't given up trying to discover the Empire's purpose for Galen and his research. And Jin hadn't forgotten either. Saw led them down the stone hallway to the long metal table in the common room. Idrissa sat across from him. Jin sat at the end of the table, tinkering with a data chip she'd extracted from a hollow cube. She pretended to be uninterested as the adult started talking, but Saw had trained her well, and she analyzed their dialogue carefully. Jin cut her eyes at Idrissa. She had an honest look about her, clear brown eyes that seemed guileless. She didn't look like the sort of person who would scrape together a fight against the Empire.
She looked like the kind of woman who should be running a farm somewhere with lots of children. Jin wondered if that was where Idrissa had been since the last time she'd seen her, so long before.
"We're starting small," Idrissa said, leaning towards Saw. "Organize a single base of operations, for starts."
"Bad idea," Saw said immediately. Idrissa frowned. "Look, I've been at this a long time," Saw said. "You have one base. When the Empire hits it, you lose everything."
"You have one base," she pointed out.
"No, I don't," Saw said.
Jin's head shot up. Saw had more than this outpost? Was that where he went sometimes when he left her? To other homes? Places where he didn't have to deal with her?
"There's been real interest from people high up," Idrissa continued.
Saw shot her a scathing look.
"And you trust them?"
"They're the ones who got me the information you were asking about."
Saw waved his hand at her, prompting her to continue.
"The Empire's supply runs have been fewer and more strategic."
She propped her arms on the table, steepling her fingers.
"Either they're done in secrecy, and we don't know about them until too late, or they're done in public."
"Supply runs?" Jin asked. Usually, Saw disapproved of her speaking during strategic conversations, but he had made a point to include her, and she sensed that he wanted her participation.
"For crystals," Idrissa said. "The Empire is particularly interested in Kaiba crystals, apparently."
"Oh," Jin feigned surprise.
"There was a small planet in the Sunshi system," Idrissa continued. "The Empire recently discovered Kaiba crystals there."
"What happened?" Jin asked.
"They hollowed it out."
The words hung in the air between them, and Jin tried to picture what it meant to mine a planet to death.
"The last shipment was a huge production," Idrissa said, turning to Saw. "The Empire literally had a parade before the cargo left the planet."
"So?"
Saw asked.
"That planet had been uninhabited. They brought civilian cruisers from the core worlds and made a big show of the mining process," she said. "Alderaan and Chandrilla were particularly invited, and the Emperor couldn't have made it more obvious that he wanted them to see the way the Empire has taken over the mining operations. But part of it, I think, was to ensure that we wouldn't attack and steal the shipment."
Saw's brow furrowed, creasing through the scars on his face.
"I don't see why that would stop you."
Idrissa laughed bitterly.
"I can see what the Holonet would show on the feeds now. Anarchists risk lives of senators," Idrissa said, spreading her hands as if reading a headline. "Partisans embrace terrorism."
"You should," Saw said simply.
Idrissa blinked at him in obvious shock. Then she grew very still. Jin's attention shifted from her to him.
"I've heard the rumors," Idrissa said in a low voice.
Jin leaned forward.
"But I didn't want to believe they were true."
"I do what needs to be done," Saw said. "And if you want your little coalition to work, you'll do the same."
"Are you saying we should actually become a terrorist organization? That we should slaughter anyone between us and the Empire?"
"Why not?" Saw asked. "That's how they'll spin it anyway, right, Jin?"
Idrissa turned and looked at Jin. Rather than answering him, Jin touched a button on the holocube. It sprang to life, shooting up the image of an official Imperial media release. The symbol of the Empire spun at the top, followed by a large headline that read, "Partisans Embrace Terrorism." The words below were gibberish, but the signature at the bottom? Lieutenant Colonel Senjax, military correspondent for the Imperial broadcast, looked real.
"Did you just do that?"
Idrissa asked, impressed. Jin shrugged.
It wasn't that hard.
Still, though.
Jin pointed to the nonsense words under the headline.
Anyone could tell it wasn't real.
Not if you filled that out.
Idrissa stood up and leaned closer.
You have every detail right. The insignia, the signature.
She took the holocube from Jin and looked even closer.
You even have the serial numbers correct. And the data chip identification code is from an Imperial server file.
No, it isn't, Jin said. I duped it. Idrissa blinked.
Impressive.
Across the table, Saw beamed at Jin. Jin was embarrassed to have so much attention on her. Without realizing what she was doing, she pulled her crystal necklace out from under her shirt and toyed with the stone.
My father taught me to pay attention to details, she said.
Yes, I did, Saw said proudly.
Jin sucked in a breath but didn't reply. Idrissa shot Jin a curious look, but when Jin wouldn't meet her eyes, she went back to her seat at the table.
Well, it's clear that anyone can say anything, she said, waving a hand toward the hollow cube. But that doesn't mean we should attack civilians to inconvenience the Empire. I don't care what they say, she added. I care what we do. And we do not kill innocent civilians just to disrupt the Empire's shipping lines.
It's a price of war, Saw said simply.
The Senate still hopes to avoid war.
Saw laughed bitterly.
The Senate?
Another laugh.
They don't realize we're still fighting the same war as before. We never quit fighting.
We did,
Idrissa said, her face melting in sympathy.
You're the only one still fighting that war.
Saw's face hardened.
So what if I am?
He roared at Idrissa.
War is war, and it never ends.
Idrissa stood. She wasn't as broad as Saw, but she was tall and thin, and her spine was strong as steel.
There is an end to war, she said. I have to believe that. And so do the others I'm going to work with. We're going to make a difference, Saw. A change. There are senators interested in helping us. If we combine forces...
Saw snorted.
Then we'll lose everything. Bureaucracy kills freedom.
Idrissa sank back into her seat. From Saw's face, it was clear that he thought he'd defeated Idrissa's ideology. But Jin could tell that Idrissa felt only disappointment. Saw got up and moved to the cabinet.
You remind me of Steela, he said, rooting around in the shelves.
Jin was surprised. He rarely brought up his sister. Jin knew only that she had died fighting in the Clone Wars. Saw turned and met Idrissa's gaze.
That's not entirely a compliment, he added.
He pulled out a bottle of lum and poured a glass for himself and one for Idrissa. The sharp, bitter, alcoholic smell made Jin scrunch her nose.
I will never understand why the Rebellion is so worried about labels,
Saw continued, as if he'd not just flared with rage.
Fear controls the masses. The Empire controls fear. If we tapped into that, if we used the same tactics the Empire does and brought about the same kind of fear, we'd control the people and give them the peace you are so anxious to have.
That's not peace,
Idrissa said simply. It was clear that Saw didn't agree.